I love how bad that was.
I love how bad that was too.
All right, so on today's episode of This Podcast as a Table, we're going to get into some crazy things, man. I want to start off by talking about Jimmy Carter and Elon Musk.
Jimmy Carter,
and he just recently died, so.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace, my friend.
OG.
OG is
OJC.
True.
OJC. Has it been 3 days yet?
I actually do not know the actual
date. It's been close. He might be wandering around here somewhere.
Well, JC's meeting the other JC. But let's start off this with a little game.
All right.
Have a little bit of fun with it.
Let's do it.
So I want to make a game up, and here's the rules of it. So I'm going to say something that's happened that either Elon Musk has done or Jimmy Carter's done and or said.
Okay. So are we guessing between, like, the two of them who's who
kind yes, of thing? Yeah, okay. So, like, you're identifying who that may have been.
All right.
Okay. Are you reading a quote, or is it just, like,
it can
generally?
Be, or it could be, like, something that's happened to or because of something they've chose to do.
Okay.
All righty.
Go ahead.
So we're going to start.
Wait.
Okay.
Are we, like, beeping in? Are we smacking the table?
You know what? Let's give it a little bit of a smack. Don't break it, though. This is our one and only for now.
Okay. I'll be gentle.
All right. A little bit. Whoever I see is able to do it the fastest, just give me some response so I can hear them. Keep it organized.
Okay.
Ted.
Lizard.
What'd you say?
Jacob's on to something. But... All right, so we're going to start off just by a little bit of this question. So, this individual skipped school and missed out on being a valedictorian.
Jimmy!
It was Jimmy!
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 Skipped college?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was about to say, he was the only person in his family, I think, that finished high school.
Yeah, but he skipped out.
The only reason I knew that was because I know Elon Musk went to college here in America.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only reason I was able to guess that. And that's about the time you could kind of skip out in Jimmy Carter's age and just be like, we'll still succeed. Go about the sixth grade.
He still got everything. He just wasn't able to be the valedictorian.
See, I'm going to go ahead and say, hey, we need to be a little bit more specific, right?
Okay.
Hey. Oh.
I thought
that was specific. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. More specific. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm still going to leave a level.
Because I knew he went to high school.
Okay. Well, here's the difficulty. If I'm too specific, it's just going to be easy. Well,
That's true.
All right. So I'm just going to
throw out a guesser, bro.
I mean, it's just a guess game. That's okay.
It's a guess game. Well,
your life's not on the line. You'll be okay.
It might be.
R.I.P. Jimmy.
All right,
go ahead.
All right,
we ready? All right, some claim to be a shadow president while not officially in office. Jacob.
That is Elon.
Oh, that is,
that's
in fact.
An easy one.
What?
That's an easy one.
What?
Yeah, you get...
Who would
He's
say
the president
that?
President of the shadows?
Yeah, well,
you... Well, that was Batman.
He's not even American. Hey, what the hell?
God. You're right. You know what? Sorry. Quick rant.
Uh-huh.
All right. You know, I thought that Republicans were crazy when they were complaining about these African Americans coming in and just taking welfare from the country being supported by the state. I didn't know they were right in talking about Elon Musk, but by God, here we are.
It's not only on appearance.
No, giving names that you can't pronounce. Elon Musk, typical African American shit. What else? Hawking Electronics. There you go. Elon Musk, typical shit. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Sorry, rant over.
Yeah, so you want to try to pronounce his one kid's name at all?
No, don't even look it up.
No. I gotta see it. I promise I won't be able to pronounce it once I look it up.
I don't know. It's
Elon Musk thing. I don't
kid.
Even know.
It's the algebra ridiculous. Equation kid. I can't remember which one it is.
Did he have 12 kids?
Oh, yeah. All right, don't look anymore. God. Some of these questions might be on my list.
I told Back you they were list. Right about these African Americans.
All right. Settle down.
I'm just kidding.
All right. Let's move on to the next one. So we have a self-proclaimed Marvel Comics fan.
Sorry, real quick. Wait.
I mean, that was easy. Oh, come
well,
on.
Well, I didn't even get to finish. I didn't even get to finish.
But it's our,
it's probably
know.
Jimmy Carter.
Oh, hold on.
No, I don't think so.
We're going to do it again. That was halfway through.
Marvel's awesome.
A self-proclaimed Marvel comics fan, even naming one of his child after a character.
That's Elon.
All right. It was Elonian Musk.
Yep. Elongated Muskrat.
Elongated Muskrat.
Okay. I've got XAA12.
Okay, now say that
in a word.
Is that just all that is?
That's his name, dude.
So try to say that in a word. One name. Try to say it.
Exegi.
That's pretty good.
Is that a boy?
It's foreign.
Sounds kind of feminine the way you said that just then.
I think it is a boy. It looks like a boy. I'm seeing a picture of a child, of a small child.
Are you calling a child?
Well, he's small boy child.
One of these
so
children
X is the unknown variable commonly in math. Fucking nerd. AE, the elven spelling of AI, which translates to love in several languages. Dork. A12, a precursor to an aircraft SR-71, which Musk and Grimes love because it is great in battle but nonviolent.
They're not together anymore, are they?
No.
Dude, he has 12 kids. How many women does he have kids with?
Oh, I don't know that one.
That's a lot, dude.
He's a spread. He's a spread the seed kind of guy.
Yeah, that's one of the things that he's.
Jimmy Carter plants peanut seeds. He plants.
We got two different farmers. Two different kinds of farming.
Yeah.
Hey, those genetics can't be that bad though. Maybe a little bit of autism, but you know, that's
a lot of autism. Autism.
I think everybody on this planet's got a little bit.
Oh, we're somewhere on the spectrum.
Like
Shane says, it either nicks you or it gets you.
That's very true.
Alrighty.
All right, go ahead.
Let's get into the next one. So here we are. Am I in the right order? Make sure I got this right. Lived in public housing during a period of his life. Ooh, that was pretty close. Did you see that?
If I gotta make a choice, I'd say 10. That's
a biased answer.
I thought it was a blink too. Okay. Let's hear your
Jimmy Carter.
That's old Jimmy.
That was Jimmy Carter.
That was a Jimmy Carter.
You're telling me the man whose father owned an emerald mine didn't live in public housing? Shocker.
Yeah, it wasn't him, apparently.
The dude who didn't have shoes until he was in school? What?
Alrighty. So let's move on to the next one. So this one might be a little easy. Has been a baseball fan their entire life.
That's old Jimmy.
That is Jimmy.
Jimmy!
That's Jimmy. That one was a pretty easy one, in my opinion. All right, this might spice it up a little bit more. So, the next one we have has wrote more than 30 books in his lifetime, all for a charitable causes.
Jimmy.
That was a Jimmy.
Yeah, Elon does everything for charity. Yeah.
I'm sure he's got some organizations out there, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure he does. He's got some write-offs.
There's a few write-offs. You know, a lot of causes can be for a lot of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes charitable causes are not for what they seem. But make sure to round up every time you go to Wendy's, okay? All right. The next one.
You guys round up when you go to Wendy's?
You tell me you're not doing a good thing when you do that?
No, dude. Are you kidding me? You're giving them a tax write-off. All
right.
That's all you're doing every time
no,
you
I'm
go
No, I'm not,
because
I never give them money.
Well, I don't either. I went to Taco
hate
Bell.
Children. See, the only thing I do is Taco Bell. I'll round up sometimes at Taco Bell.
I was thinking about it even deeper. Actually, no, it wasn't Taco Bell. It was, what is that Chinese place that just opened up over here?
Panda?
Yeah, Panda.
Are they open?
No, not yet. I went to the one in town.
Yeah.
I went there, and they said that, and I was like, you know what? I wish in a better world that I didn't feel this way or even understand this, but...
You kind of go through there, and then you see Michael Jordan in your head, and you're like, fuck them kids.
Hey, they got to be doing some good things.
Well,
right? Like,
no, they're giving some.
It's going there, but what's happening is they're not naming it in you. They're saying that this company gave it. It's not like they gave it to them to give to them.
No, yeah, 100%. And they got to pay somebody run that, and they're probably getting paid pretty good.
Yeah,
you know,
that's, you know, just bureaucratic trickling down is all that is.
Just give direct, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. Problem solved.
But are you going to do that, though? Are you going to do that, though? I think it's a convenience.
Oh, am I going to go out of my way? No.
No, exactly.
Well, hopefully one day I have enough. Hopefully one day I have enough.
You should go out of your way to help kids.
Can we get one of those little glimmers on your teeth? Yeah. Okay, alrighty. So here is another one. Who said this? I think it matters whether someone has a good heart. That was Tad.
Oh, he don't know.
Jimmy.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong.
Hey, damn, I forgot he lies sometimes.
Hey, I would have guessed Jimmy, too, if that makes you feel any better.
I was waiting for somebody to get something wrong.
I would have guessed Jimmy.
Go ahead. Take it. Still.
Huh?
Still.
Still.
No, he thought it was Jimmy also.
Yeah.
Well,
but no, I mean, I would say you know what I realized? No, Jimmy wouldn't say that. He would just be like, just be about that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There you go.
All right. And the last point in this little game is, which individual do you believe better represents true meaning of America?
We can both answer for this, right?
Yes, this is... This
do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
You go first.
I believe that America wants it to be Jimmy, but in action is Elon.
Okay.
So what I mean by that is we want the community-based public servant who is willing to sacrifice for the greater good in a way that encompasses this American dream, or at least as people kind of lay it out in their heads. But at the same time, we push for the capitalist entrepreneur that is willing to just take at whatever point they can and sell. And there's benefits from that, especially that trickles out into the broader good. But at the same time, it's the self-ego just...
People love ego, I
think. Oh, God.
They're attracted to it.
They want a savior. Everybody wants a savior, man. And especially in America, we want the individualist that thinks they're reaching for the stars, but really they're just selling
you something on
the backside.
You know what's crazy about that? You say that, and that savior that people look for is quite literally the opposite of what an egotistical maniac will be. A savior literally will crucify themselves to do something.
That's the argument. It's a pretty popular book around here.
I stand by it.
That's the argument people say, like, the person that should be president is somebody that doesn't want to be president.
Well, absolutely.
You know, like,
I think that's a great philosophy.
Yeah.
Anything of authority should be looked upon that way. Because I truly believe that.
Well, spinning off of that, just into the typical conversation of if you're comparing the dynamics of an Elon and a Jimmy Carter, I mean, people, even Republicans, in a opposed time as we have between the two parties, that's like the last Democrat that they'll be like, oh, I love that guy. What a great person.
I never heard anything negative about him.
No, except for his presidency. They'll be like, but bad president.
Yeah. Well, he just had two really things that hurt him, and that was the crisis at the...
with Iran.
With Iran.
Hostage crisis, yep.
In the embassy, and then the inflation.
Man, it's so hard to control everything in this world.
No,
anybody that says that you're able to just influence every detail is just lying to you.
Well, they had some kind of peace agreement with the Middle East, and then oil prices
just shot up. That's a whole different group of people that you think you can persuade into what you want.
Yeah.
What am I thinking of here? The Fed. Sorry. Keep going here. I'm trying to.
What about the Fed?
I've explored is I think a lot of, like a lot of presidents, even including presidents that I may not be particular fans of.
Which one are you talking about? So which one are you talking about?
Are soon to be.
Oh, you don't like that guy?
Are
you don't like that
be?
Guy?
Well,
everybody else seems to.
Well, he is the second coming. So, but that even being said, there's a lot of things that get placed on the president that people don't realize they don't have control over. That's why I was going back to the point. Just everybody wants a savior. It's like, you know, if y'all ever listen to Audio Slave, the go and save yourself. It's kind of true a little bit. People want to be able to put something onto a figure that has absolutely no control.
It's not as heavy when somebody else does it.
It isn't. And it makes it easier for me to either take some little blame off myself that contributes to the system in some way, or at the same time just feel like just because I don't know how something works, I can blame something.
And I want to point out, too, part of that, and that's so important to my faith, too, is because I also believe that it's important to carry that. And it literally is said for you to carry your own cross, so that means you got to deal with that stuff. And that's why that's important to me. So
I believe that's a more...
Parallels, you know?
Even though I may not agree with you on all of the... I believe that is a more correct interpretation of how that...
Because we were told by God that we gotta do it. We gotta also make the action. While He provided a way, you still gotta walk the way.
Like, R.I.P. JC.
Yep.
I mean, it's a good way to live life in general. Yep. You know, even if you're not very religious, So
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing too, is like Jimmy Carter's presidency, just in a very short summation, he got blamed for a lot of things that happened in an economy that just, I'm sorry, but the presidency doesn't, and the presidency does not entirely have control over. And there's a reason why for that. Like,
they can influence
made the
degrees,
country to be
but
that
they
way.
But they do influence a little bit. Like I said,
a little bit.
The peace with the Middle East had influence on the oil prices going up during his presidency. Yeah. But what?
I said that was a rhyme and a half.
Okay, well, the peace
in the Middle East. Yeah. It's also supply and demand of what they want to create.
No, 100%. There's influence, but you don't dictate what everything happens. No. So, like,
well, even the hostage crisis too. There was a story that came out a couple years ago about Ronald Reagan's team actually was negotiating behind their backs with the Iranians to be like, hey, if you're going to release the hostages, wait till after the election.
Yeah, they didn't release the planes until he took the oath. That's when the planes went off. As soon as Ronald Reagan took the oath for presidency.
Bro, that is gross.
So,
that's politics in America there summed up.
I hate politics in America.
Yeah.
Openly.
It's gross. It is a gross game.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter negotiated that whole thing through like the last like 2 months of his presidency, and then like they wouldn't let the planes go until after Ronald Reagan swore into office.
Idea.
Yeah,
and that's what it goes back to, narrative versus just like the reality on the ground of how things work. The narrative, big time in Jimmy Carter's presidency, is what you said. It's the inflation, and it's the what you call it?
Embassy.
It's the embassy and the negotiation of the hostages. And then once you actually have the details, you're like, oh, well, this isn't that big of a thing. He did actually negotiate this. And then you had someone that was literally trying to take the presidency from him, stab him in the back.
Completely undermine him for
completely
self-glory.
Undermine the nation for self-gratification. And it's the same thing with the inflation thing. So this is why I was trying to look this up. So the Fed's only job, if you look, they have two tools. They have controlling interest rates, and they have well, the biggest thing is controlling interest rates.
Yes.
That's what affects unemployment. They can either have high unemployment and lower interest rates, or
affects how much money's coming into the economy.
Exactly. Print more money. They have just certain tools they can use. Let me talk with my hands. All right.
Sorry.
Yeah, we can all do it.
We can all do it here. All right.
So I love philosophy and
the point is,
things.
But this is what it was. So Paul Volcker, who was in charge of the Fed at the time. Little just tidbit of information here, did what a lot of people would consider basically took a hammer to the interest rates in the economy and raised interest rates to try to get the economy and back in some kind of balance. Okay, so what that does is that hurts borrowing in the meantime, it hurts pricing, all those things, but it's to get balance back to the economy.
Yes.
So Jimmy Carter and his Fed ate that shit. So that way the economy in like the next 7-8 years could get back into some kind of balance after the 70s. So it's like, yeah, you're going to lose, but you it's a self-sacrifice to a degree if you're talking from a political standpoint.
That's really what good's about being a good leader, and that's kind of part of the point we were talking about.
You take the bullets, man.
Yeah.
You take the bullets to the ear sometimes.
Man, we've all watched Marvel movies. Captain America, when he tries to... when that fake grenade is on the ground and he goes to jump on it, that was part of that whole scene building out that image of a good leader.
Mm-hmm.
And people aren't,
but
yeah,
but
leaders.
You're not rewarded for it.
Yeah. Nope.
It's not all about strength and everything. You know, it's about like will almost and
perceived strength. That's why I go back to Elon Musk better encompasses what the American story is in its own way, and it is a dichotomy, and because Elon's story is immigrant. Comes in, builds big company. And don't get me wrong.
I don't want to make this a bully Elon.
I don't either.
Because he's also done a lot of good things around here when we had the floods and everything. I want to make a point to say that he at least did give the Starlink out to a lot of families around that.
Same
like
with the Ukraine
and
war.
Like that,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, like, that actually was a real thing that happened and really helped with a lot of stuff. So
we talked about this last week. Have you saw? I showed you the. What Starlink looks like in the sky.
Yes.
That's insane, dude.
It's crazy, dude. It looks like Santa's reindeers coming out. Yeah.
Dude, he's coming. <Yeah. laughs> But it is. And it's the kind of good, what do you call it? Two sides of the coin of what you see in America with an entrepreneur that does provide good. I mean, I mean, electric cars would not be where it's at if it wasn't for Elon Musk.
You're out.
Oh, yeah, no, he's completely put it there. All the other companies followed suit because of it, because mm-hmm. they knew that they were going to miss out on this huge market.
I mean, the electric cars are outperforming the gas cars, like speed-wise and stuff like that.
They are.
Yeah, they.
Well, it's actually kind of crazy what they can do. Forget about all the other BS they try to sell you with, like, going green and whatnot. Dude, the motors in them are pretty crazy how fast stuff can
unleash. It's just the battery that is the problem.
The batteries are the weakest part of that whole thing.
Yeah.
I wish that he would take away, because the one thing I think he fails at is, like, obviously social media. You know, autism does not translate
I would argue that's actually his strongest thing, because he gets people talking about what he wants.
That's true,
too. It's his strongest for money. It's not his strongest for real contribution.
Okay, yeah, but that's not what he cares about.
I know it's not.
Your attention.
That goes to my point, though. I'm talking about real versus
Well, it is real because it creates real.
Israel.
It's a manipulation.
What about Israel?
No.
No, what I'm saying.
Not today.
Let me back up. What I'm saying is that his focus on electric cars could get electric cars eventually to the point that they get the mileage that people want out of them to take, like, long trips and things without having to charge.
Yeah, it's like, what, 250 to 300 is the cutoff usually?
Yes, but people want 5 to 6.
Well, no, I know, but I'm saying, like, that's where it's usually ends.
It is. And if he stayed focused on things like that, Starlink, and what? I think what's
batteries
the other
are such
one?
A problem, lithium and everything.
What's the
Neuralink?
Neuralink.
Oh,
thank
yeah, Neuralink.
You. Those are the three I wish he would focus on. Yes. I know you think that.
Anyways.
That's fine.
So do you think he's trying to do any good? Like, do you think with this, like, he's trying to do good?
I think just like any other human being, it's complex in the fact that he, in some regards, will do some good and do some selfless acts, but at the same time is very ego-driven.
Okay, like with, let's say with, like, Twitter.
No.
You don't think he was trying to be good at all? Like,
no, because his actions doesn't reflect it. I think that was a power move. That was an ego move.
I think it reflects it a little bit.
No.
If you look at Twitter, it's a lot less restrictive now
no,
than it was
not.
When
he
yes,
still
it is.
Restricts
no,
things.
No, I just...
He
there
still restricts information almost not, the same way that Jack does, but just in the way that Elon wants it.
No, not really.
Absolutely.
I agree.
The J.D. Vance
you
report
ways,
was
though.
Blocked the same way that people complained about Hunter Biden's fucking laptop.
That was a big thing,
he blocks
though.
Off...
That was a big thing. Don't say like that wasn't like a big thing. It was a big thing.
How come both aren't big things?
I mean, they should be.
That's my point. That's my point. He's just... He doesn't believe that. That's how he brands. What? That's a brand thing. That's like, all image and brand. It's
like I said earlier when we were off the podcast, he's just on the pendulum swing.
I know.
He's riding it back the other way.
I know. He's a great marketer.
Yeah.
That's his best strength. Is like a lot of people think Elon is almost like a like Einsteinian figure where he knows like the complete engineering of how all these things work. He doesn't.
No.
He has maybe some base level knowledge of how the engineering of like Tesla.
Yeah, he's a businessman.
No, exactly. Yeah. He's a great marketer. It's kind of the same way with your incoming once former president. They're both great branding and marketers.
That's probably why they get along so well.
It's exactly what it is.
So why waste all that money on Twitter?
Do what?
Let me ask you. Do you think he got caught?
He fucking has it, dude. Because he just fucking has it.
You don't think it was to, like, help free speech at all?
Maybe that was initially what he went for. What I'm saying is his actions don't reflect that's
okay,
what
that's
he
fine.
It could have been for that, but then with the added like effect of having it for him.
Kind of like
you
Google.
Know?
No, 100%.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
but I think like, he started that with, like, hey, we got to fix something. Like,
maybe.
In like, how everything works.
Maybe.
Like, with,
Google
with
started
media
with,
and stuff like that.
I keep interrupting. I'm so
no,
sorry.
No, it's okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just excited.
What I'm trying to say is Google started with do no harm. And
oh, bro, it was more than that. Well, they actually straight out said do no evil.
Do no evil. That's
what
it was.
That's a bold statement. It's a very
bold
statement. To be gone.
Well, Google's kind of, they restrict everything now.
That's my point.
Everything.
Though, once you actually have that power in your hands, just like the same way with revolutions that take place in countries, they may be initially under good intentions, but eventually power corrupts good intentions. Same way with him.
God.
He's got one of the highest social like social profiles in the world now because he owns one of the biggest social platforms.
Dude,
so he can just boast his own ego and what he deems good, bad, keep, not keep. He does all
that. I think that's a folly of man no matter what.
But I completely agree with you though. But I think he bought Twitter at the beginning because it was like restricting free speech and he was like like, we got to do something. I don't think he intended to buy it in the end, but he had to.
No, he got kind of forced.
Yeah, 100%. But I think he did want to change the
whole thing. That goes back to my point of thing on free speech. It's the simple thing of actions louder than words. And when we're comparing someone like Jimmy Carter and Elon Musk, I think the actions of someone like Jimmy Carter is a more humble figure in the American story compared to Elon Musk, which is mostly market, brand, and show. Well,
Jimmy seems more real just all the way around.
He seems more like a real person in that way.
If that too.
Honestly, I look at the things that happen with Elon, and he looks like a bloody plant, you know?
No, he does. But if you gave Jimmy all these tools and money that Elon has, do you think like Jimmy would have still been the same?
I can't make that statement. Exactly. That's a huge statement.
I think he would have done... See, here's the thing. This is where the
because I think Elon wanted to do good, like at the beginning too.
And he may still do. That's the thing, man.
He does, but now it's like late. It's like down the ladder.
We can never know his intention until it's already done.
It's contradictory self justifications, is what I'm saying. So Elon may sit here, and a lot of people that go into entrepreneurial ventures may say, "I want to do good in the world, and if I make some money going forward and can make a living on it, that's great."
We've said
it. But then at some point,
the way around.
The way you balance it gets out of line. My thing about Jimmy Carter is, compared to someone like Elon Musk, is this person held the most powerful office in the country, and when he left, he didn't do what most presidents do, which is cash out on that office. Most presidents will go for speaking fees, write books, and he did write books. I'm not saying he didn't like do some things, but his writings
and
stuff.
He had those 30 we were talking about earlier in my questions.
He did, but it didn't seem as like...
But
entrepreneurial
those were
and
not for self benefit. From what I understand, those books were mostly like
charitable causes. Exactly,
anything was used to go forth.
This dude went and worked for Habitat for Humanity to have
built houses
a direct,
up until recently.
Direct influence on something, not happenstance, indirect things. That just because I built like Teslas and it brought down the cost of electric cars, it's like that's a good thing. Jimmy Carter's contributions are more direct, it seems, and that's why I think he may have handled it better. Because he just seemed to have a more, and it came from a different time too. I mean, let's be honest. This is
absolutely
someone that comes from like the Great Depression era, someone like where my grandparents grew up and stuff. And these are people that grew up without having a lot, saw what this country was, and also saw what it could be. Someone like Elon Musk comes in from a already kind of aristocratic, rich background, and they just see that version and vision of America, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and like I say,
capitalist machine.
It's a less humble beginning to really ground yourself. So, yeah, just kind of an interesting thought there. I agree with you though. Elon Musk may have had good intentions. It's just hard to come from less humble beginnings and really know what it means to ground yourself and what directly helps people.
Yeah, 100%.
So
I agree in general.
That's a question I try to ask myself every day.
Hmm.
Just that, being like, what can you actually do to help?
Well, there's a lot of things.
All the time.
I do the same thing.
With your limited scope.
I think we as people a lot of times will say, I would help if I had more of these resources.
Yeah, it's always
and I think that is a lie we tell ourselves because it's something we could be doing now in a way.
I do not disagree.
It's an excuse.
That lines up completely.
I do the same shit.
It's pretty much like, hey, this guy has more money, but he's not doing it, so he should be doing it before I do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But that's not a good like reason.
Goes.
Yeah,
yeah, nose goes. It's literally the nose goes for help.
That's definitely not a good reason, though.
No, that is it. Because, honestly, in my philosophy with everything, all reality is a basis of now. So, like, if you have any emotional reaction or you have a negative feeling, you have to, deal with it now. Or you're going to create resentments or other things or bad patterns. It has to be now or never.
I think if you have a thought of a good act without overdoing it, and what I mean by overdoing is putting yourself in a spot compared to helping somebody else. Because some people can do that.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Somebody say that?
Wait.
Wait a minute. No free ads. We're not saying who said it.
No.
But for real, though.
No, we're going with that actor. I forget his name. Who went off on that.
Actor. That was a company.
No.
Yeah.
No, the other guy that went on that meme rant. He's just like, just do it.
Oh.
Shia LaBeouf. Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf. Okay.
Just do it.
Fun fact about Shia LaBeouf. He had a capture the flag game going for weird political reasons, and he lost because of Greenville. Did you know that?
Yeah, I actually watched that, like, through some live streams when it was happening. I had no idea what was happening.
You have no idea about that?
No.
All right. Well, I'm going
to
find it.
Hello. Okay. Welcome to the side, Ted.
Shia LaBeouf was doing a kind of a resistance thing where they would, like, I think you can help me out with this. They would, like, display a flag somewhere in America.
That's been so long that I'm honestly confused about the details.
I'm going to look up Shia LaBeouf.
I think it had to do with the political censorship I was talking about earlier. I think that was the same movement, but I can't remember what
political
happened.
Political capture the flag. It was something like that, dude. All right, I'm going to find this story.
Because they had this, like, camera in New York, and I remember, like, watching some stream, and then he was there, and I was like, what the heck is going on? Like,
damn it. YouTube. It's a 4chan thing.
Yep.
So 4chan was trying to find.
Oh God! I just outed myself.
Had
anti- what? I said I outed myself.
Uh-oh. Okay, here we go. A few years ago, after he starred in Transformers, the actor Shia LaBeouf, seemed poised to become the next Johnny Depp. Instead, he started behaving more like the next James Franco. In 2014, he showed up to Berlin Film Festival wearing a tuxedo and brown paper bag over his head. This was a piece of performance art called "I Am Not Famous Anymore." Basically, what I think it was that he was doing this kind of anti-Trump kind of stuff, and he was putting up a flag in areas, I'm pretty sure across America, as a protest to that.
Wait.
Right?
With the first round of Trump?
Yes, this was first round.
I don't think that was the same time frame I'm thinking about.
The work, according to the statement, consisted of a camera mounted on a wall outside of a museum, moving images of Queens. Members of the public were invited to recite into the camera the titular mantra. The statement continued, the participatory performance will be live streamed at whatever. He will not divide us. Yeah, he will not divide us. It was the first Trump presidency, continuously for 4 years or the duration of the presidency. The project caught attention of hordes on 4chan, online message board, where people post anonymously. One of the most notorious parts of the 4chan is called Poll, which stands for politically incorrect, and where the ideologies range from anarchism to fascism. So they basically caught wind of what he was doing, and I'm pretty sure he was, like, placing this flag in places as a protest to Donald Trump's first presidency. Well, a place where he placed it was, I'm pretty sure, was in Greenville or near Greenville. But he took a picture with someone, we didn't go to school with him, but they went to South Green at the time in our class, I'm pretty sure.
Do you remember the name?
They worked at Aunt B's. It was someone that worked at Aunt B's.
I remember that picture going around. No, yes. I remember that picture.
Yeah,
going
Shia LaBeouf showed up at Aunt B's, which is a local restaurant here in Greenville, Tennessee.
So. The lore.
Yes. And 4chaners figured out that's where he was and were able to find his flag and take it that way. It's basically the greatest 4chan game of capture the flag there was for an anti-protest. So that was kind of the summation of that, though.
Oh, I actually don't think I knew about that. Yeah. Something else in my mind was something different.
Let's see. I was trying to find because this I'm reading from The New Yorker.
And I think that's what really started, like,
so
making
they
the
were
joke.
Trying
okay,
to so take on his March 8th, protested flags out. They were trying to just take them. After he
they were trying just to disrupt Shia LaBeouf being a libtard.
Well, they were just,
that was their thought.
They were doing that stuff.
Yeah. So on March 8th, the artists updated
trolling.
The site. The project moved to an unknown location. They wrote a flag emblazoned. I've never seen the word emblazoned written with the words, "He will not divide us," will be flown for a duration. The live stream was back up, showing a white flag with black letters against the open sky. 5 minutes later, someone started the thread, "Can we find where the flag is?" So that's where the picture happened. Greenville confirmed, "We did it, lads." That's where it was. So at 1:56, a plane flew by on the live stream. "Airplane, guys, airplane, airplane," someone wrote. A troll suggested checking flighttrader24.com, a site where it tracks flight paths. "If it's Greenville, we'll see new planes come in from the east and the north," someone posted. 7 seconds later, another plane flew by heading south. So they found it there in Greenville.
From
in the middle
paths?
Of the night, a group of trolls gathered at the exact location, a farmhouse with an open field behind it. Anyone who was watching the live stream at the time saw the white flag come down. A minute later, something was hoisted in its place, a Pepe the Frog. Of course, that was posted in its place. God, it's so 2016.
Oh my gosh. Actually, that makes sense. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was that whole, the greatest game of capture the flag between the internet and live that's ever happened. Okay. So, flight patterns and ant bees is what gave that away.
Nice.
Yes. Sorry, that was that side tangent, though. I honestly don't know how.
No, that was a good one. I didn't actually realize that all the way.
Yeah, that was
the same thing.
That was roughly the story of Shia LaBeouf's capture the flag anti-Trump game.
Maybe we need to start a new game.
Maybe we need to start another capture the flag. It's about time. Yeah, we're right. Greasing the wheels again.
Okay.
We'll figure it out. We might talk about this. It might be a thing. It might be fun.
Yeah, anybody in the comments got some good ideas?
Yeah, some ideas for how we do this.
I like you ideas. Let us know. You know, I like the real ones, not just concepts of an idea. Yeah. I like some real ideas.
What got us on this? I'm literally trying to think of how we took this
term. Oh, it was the, you said something about, just do it. And then
That's right. No, that was going back to Jimmy Carter, though. Jimmy Carter was a just-do-it guy.
Yeah.
And in a way, Elon Musk is, too. Just Elon Musk is... His just seems more for self-enrichment. And if the ripple effects of that self-enrichment happens to help people, it just happens to help people.
But you got paid for 12 kids, man. I'd be the same way. Yeah.
You didn't have to have 12 kids, man.
Yeah, you didn't have to do any of that.
You didn't have... No, you didn't.
Probably support 12 mothers, you know, whatever it is.
But see, that goes back to the ego thing. He just thinks, like, oh, must share brain power. Spread seed. Different farmer, as you say.
Plowing many fields.
Plowing many fields.
Sometimes many fields need hoes.
Not just peanuts. Yeah. But see, that's the difference, too. So here's another difference in today's day and age of where it's all, it seems like, tangible of real action compared to just marketing. So like someone like Trump and now Elon Musk supporting them, they're all seen as like, people that kind of get shit done in a way. Like, that's the perception, I should say.
Well,
successful companies, that's what, you know.
I know.
Let's say something in opposition here, too.
Go ahead.
Of course, they're the only people who actually get anything done right now. The other people aren't. All they're doing is just babbling most of the time.
I know. I know. That's kind
what
of...
Do you mean, yep, what, yep, do you, yep. What do you mean is other people?
So, like, the opposition... Okay, so in this cultural revolution...
You mean like more like Democrats...
Yes, but it's not just them. It's not isolated just to the political sphere. It's a lot of different.
There's a personal element too. Of
that kind of mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah, individual responsibility.
And you know what I'm trying to say about that. They all tend to be not as defining in their actions.
Or it's like that's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
But I don't know the right thing, so I don't have an answer.
No,
like, that's not a good
criticism without solution. Yeah, that's a big thing.
And that's not a good thing either.
You see this a lot on political podcast stuff, where they're like, I see my role as getting out good ideas, and I will speak against things, but I don't have access.
I'm
solutions.
Smart. Yeah. You should
I
like
just
me.
Make money off the thing, and I say things. My words. Important.
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 Yeah. My point with Jimmy Carter is he was more action.
He was more action.
He was. And my point that I was going to...
He had humility.
Trump, he did. This is a dude that... What I'm saying is you take someone like a Trump presidency, and you can say it about other presidencies, too. Most people that come in are the last few years off the Democratic wing haven't, like, owned businesses in that way. But if they did, they probably would do the same thing. I don't know, but we'll just... For example, like, Trump didn't, you know... devolve himself from any of his companies. He didn't, you know, like sell off his companies or take himself. No, he just kept going. Jimmy Carter sold his peanut farm.
So
for the sake of not having conflicting interests between private and public sector.
I gotta be honest, because I never looked into this, but I remember, you know, Trump always say that he never took any money. Was that ever true for his presidency? Did he actually take stuff?
No, absolutely.
Because I always heard that.
Elon Musk give him tens of millions of dollars and use a $44 billion purchase of a social media platform to entirely promote a social media campaign.
That came from that. I'm saying like federally paycheck. Was that true on that part?
No, he took it. You have to take it. No, of course he took it.
I didn't know.
No, of course he took it. Absolutely.
Like, yeah. What paycheck? I just
what
I heard.
What you pay for the president.
Okay. Yeah.
No, he got paid. The dude got paid.
That was always a big thing that I always heard people talk about.
But here's the thing, though. For someone like him, and this goes back to my point, is like it's almost like it's the fugazi of what you put up there. I can selflessly say, I'm not going to take paycheck from the people. No, I already have so much money. While on the back end, he's letting foreign interests come in and like stay at his hotels and uses golf courses for, like, what's the Saudi Arabia golf league?
Oh,
WWE.
Yeah, Live Golf can come in and use one of his courses, though, and pay him an undisclosed amount of money to use his course, which they're just buying influence. And then he can selflessly say, oh, I'm not taking money from the American people, though. It's like, duh, because you're taking money on the back ends. Yeah. Like, it's just, that's what I'm saying. It's
well, yeah,
it's
no, I was just asking about the front aspect.
No,
yeah.
You have to get paid. It's you can't not take money for that position. It's just part of it. What he did with the money, I don't know, but probably just stuck it. I mean, what's 400,000 when you make literally like tens of millions a year?
I mean, I ain't know.
It's nothing. That's what I'm saying.
I'm sure
it's
that he probably spends that going to take a shit, but
his gold toilet, man, yeah. Gold toilet. And I'm not trying to just make this an anti-Trump thing. I'm really not. I'm just pointing out the differences.
You know what? I'm starting to think something about you.
You don't have to think. It's very
getting
clear.
An inkling.
Yeah.
Just an inkling. I think I'm catching on.
Just pointing out differences.
Yeah, okay.
You're wearing blue for a reason over there.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Yeah.
Just light blue.
I wear a lot of black. I'm devoid of those things.
Yeah.
Pretty black over here myself.
Yeah. At least you have some sense. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Jacob.
Democrats have the problems, too. All right?
I'm just teasing. Yeah, they're all human.
They have issues.
They're all shit.
I know.
They all kind of suck.
I got to call it when I see it, though.
That's fine. You should. I wish everybody would. But, yeah, that was the only point I was making with that. It's just there's a difference in, like, someone who actually does good things and has, like, actual other people in mind compared to they just put on the veneer of self.
It's easy to fake stuff, honestly.
It feels so obvious, too.
I know.
This is a sad thing. It feels so obvious. Like, oops. Again, I'm not trying to shit on Elon Musk, but, like, God, just...
You're kind of shitting on Elon Musk.
A little bit. He deserves to be shit on a little bit. I think if someone his power that couldn't handle someone shitting on him, like, get over yourself, dude.
Yeah, but let's give him a little bit of praise for the innovation and everything that's going on.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, I'm fine with giving credit where credit is due.
Good job, bud.
Neuralink, don't push to the mark of the beast. Just to help cure Alzheimer. Pushing electric cars 10 years in advance, it's fucking great.
I mean, aerospace, man. Like we haven't messed with that in years, and like we probably still wouldn't if Elon Musk wasn't.
How do y'all feel about NASA? What do y'all feel about that?
Like they're not doing enough.
I don't think it's big of a.
I mean, if it's done
private,
if it's done in an appropriate way in an efficient way, then yes, I think we should fund it. We should put more money into it. But that's the problem: is not we're putting all this money into NASA and nothing's coming out of it. That's the problem.
We cut money though. That was even Obama
because nothing's coming out of it. That's the reason we cut money from them.
It's
because
we're not exploring.
I mean, they build spaceships.
Yeah, but like.
Go to Mars. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, go to Mercury.
Go to the moon. How about we
There's
take
so
care
many
of,
planets. We have an eighth planet in solar system. We go to moon.
It keeps
we
expanding.
Go to more planet.
Expanding outward infinitely.
Yeah, the Hubble telescope.
When?
That's cool.
When was that?
No, that's really cool.
Okay, that's my point, though. That's okay. That's,
but we don't have this. Here's the thing, though. We don't have the same. This goes back to a two different era things. We don't have the same kind of... Public fortitude to push these things forward in a public manner. We just want to privatize it out.
I don't care about that stuff, to be honest, because we should be taking care of Earth before we even care.
I agree with that. But that also requires public fortitude, is my point. We don't do that, though. We expect someone else to handle it.
It's cool that if we do those things, I mean... Over a course of time, like before these government institutions got in here, people were still astronomers. They still wanted to do whatever. So, like, I don't think it's a problem that other people want to do stuff.
But
I don't
either. But there's not anymore. Like, you don't have as many astronomers,
Oh, Elonian wanting to go to Mars, and that's
elongated muskrat.
But why wouldn't we try to shoot for what we like? Think we can't achieve.
It goes back to I hate to say this because it annoys me to a degree, but I get that's just how people form opinions and how they think about things. There's no like public story to push us to this thing. We wanted to go to the moon because we wanted to beat the Soviets. We wanted to show them that we had the best scientific technology, that we were bigger and better than them. Yes. All right, so there was a public support for that. Oh my gosh, get my dog.
This episode is brought to you by the letter X! Yeah! The coolest of all the letters. How cool is the letter X? It is the name of the coolest social media platform, which is totally a smart rebrand and owned by the most Sigma Alpha male in all of planet and Mars. It is also the middle letter of the coolest state, Texas. X! Which is home to the revolutionary electric car company Tesla, which is totally saving the planet. It is also useful for labeling things you shouldn't do. Forming a union. Yeah, let's just X that. Keeping billions of personal financial interest and political parties. No. X. Finishing those tunnels under California. Probably not. X. The letter X is super exciting and extremely cool. X.
I love how bad that was.
I love how bad that was too.
But anyway, my point is we don't have like a public ambition the same way, like a public ambition project the same way we used to. And coming up from someone like Jimmy Carter's era, you saw more of that kind of thing, whereas now we're just like, leave it to some entrepreneur, someone else to take care of it for us. That's kind of what just the dynamic I see now. I don't know how y'all feel about that, but...
Yeah, no, I absolutely see that too, because it's always... We've got a real bad stigma with it's always somebody else's problem. Like, it's somebody else to do something for us.
Yeah.
Well, that's like the thing they say with 911, like, sometimes they never get
bystander
called.
Effect.
Yeah, because it's like, hey, they'll call them. Yeah. You know,
somebody else will do it.
Yeah, right. Some,
you see, Al-Qaeda on 911 said, no, I'll do it myself. I'm just kidding.
That's all a great example.
Yeah, oh, gosh. All right. All right. My favorite thing, my audience, my people out there, well, I want to invite you to, what do you think about these things? Our space, our lack of ambition, our inability to actually talk about things that matter, or
should there be something like NASA that's more publicly funded, or should we keep it in the hands of people like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk? Which do you think is kind of a better route to take this?
Or should we even continue exploring
should
space
we say
exploration?
Fuck space. Yes. Space is gay.
I think space needs some space. We need
to should we give space some space? These are all good questions.
They are very good. I think we should continue, though. I think we should push innovation to the fullest, yep. See what we can accomplish, you know, like...
If you're interested, I want you to pursue that, because that's still great. I love that knowledge and that unknown out there. But there's so many aspects that, at least in government institutions, need to be just focused on those stuff, to be honest.
Maybe. I'm up in the air about it. I tend to have a public focus on it that could be...
Perhaps if we see aliens tomorrow, and I'm just going to have to redact what I just said.
Hey, all those drones over New Jersey.
Those are human drones.
How do you know?
I'm going to need my...
When's the last time you were in Jersey?
Yep.
I wasn't, but...
You don't get to leave the state very often.
Yeah, we'll talk about that more.
Where's that ankle monitor at?
No.
It's just a chip.
Neuralink.
Elon's got him.
He took the mark.
Elon's got him.
They did not embed me. I'm still free beast. I just have to regulate my presence.
Let me just put your code in real quick. Let me see what we need you to do.
What did it come up?
It said you're gay.
Too bad. Like space.
Jealous. Jealousy.
But there's nothing wrong with being gay, you know, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. You're making it sound bad.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, dude?
I said there's nothing wrong with
you. You should be totally cool with being gay. You're wearing Miami shit.
I wish you'd put that Tennessee hoodie back on. I wish you would. I wish you would.
All right.
Light blue.
Well,
slight libtard.
Slight is the slight word.
What did you say earlier about getting nipped by something?
Yeah. You either get nicked or you get hit. So
oh, gosh. Well,
his boys are doing good.
Oh, yeah.
The Irish. They continue on.
Tonight.
Yeah. Fight the Nittany Lions.
Look at the Irish.
Little side tangent. This is college playoff talk.
Yeah. I could tell when you started speaking another language. It wasn't the Irish, though, that got me. It was the all the other BS.
All the other shit.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense. Yeah.
But anyway, is there anything else y'all want to... I feel like that kind of encompasses the two Americas in that sense. There's a different two Americas there, that people talk about. But
there is two Americas going on, and I think there's a split in consciousness, honestly.
It's kind of a story of America thing. Two stories of America, I should say. There's two visions of America, in a way. Kind of one in the same and contradictory all at the same time, which is kind of interesting.
They're intertwined. It's like a... Like two snakes that are coiled, you know, around each other.
Kind of like healthcare.
Yeah. Exactly like healthcare, huh? Hmm. That's crazy how that symbolism works.
Huh. So, but if we could put Jimmy Carter and Elon Musk just...
Oh, dude.
Together.
Damn, I wish if Jimmy was younger and not dead, we could have had a much better celebrity boxing match than we could have had fucking Jake Paul and goddamn
Mike
Tyson.
Wasn't Elon like threatening somebody else to fight?
Wasn't
too?
That Facebook
guy?
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg?
Mark? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Zuckerberg can like, turns it seems out like he could
I watched
fight,
him
though.
Get choke out. He could take a choke out, all right? I'm not sure. Elon looks a little broad-bodied, though, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Dude? He looks like a guy to be hard to wrap around.
I think Zuckerberg
can't get
ass,
the lock.
Though.
Maybe. Yeah, he just might be hard to lock. He just looks kind of big, you know?
No, he does.
Big frame.
Do you see that picture of him where he's like sideways and he's like...
Yeah, dude.
Way out there.
I don't know if that's dad bod or AI bod, whatever the fuck you want to call that,
dude. There.
Twitter bod.
Yeah.
Sorry, X bod. I don't know. Just, I think I'd rather see my billionaires fighting each other than I would them just doing what they're doing now half the time. It'd be more, at least, entertaining.
They'd make some money, for sure. I'd watch it.
They would.
I don't agree.
Would you watch it?
What if it was for charitable causes?
All right,
if like we could actual
do charitable good about
causes.
It, then yes. Maybe we could have the conversation.
I would. That's what I'm saying.
You don't think it'd just be entertaining watching Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk?
I already
Musk?
Made that mistake once.
Just watching two good. Fucking dorks just fight it out.
I already made that mistake once, and I got tricked.
Yeah, but as much
did.
As I hate Jake Paul, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson are way cooler than Elon Musk.
Oh, absolutely.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, absolutely.
Very true.
Yeah. Way more Riz and all that.
Honestly, I could listen to Mike talk all day, to be honest. I love hearing it.
I just want to see him buying a glove the whole time.
Fuck, fun way, heavyweight champ, motherfucker. That's why.
I'd hang out with Mike Tyson.
Dude, Mike Tyson.
I'd be a great hangout.
Yeah.
I'd pet his tiger, you know, I'd, whatever.
I'd pet him.